Message number 139. Execution, euthanasia, abortion and suicide. Friday, July 15, 2011 at 17:30. My daughter is when my children feel love in their hearts that they can be assured that I am present in their souls. My love will keep my children strong when they least expect it. This is also true of hardened sinners whose outward shell hides very often a tender heart. Every single person on earth is a child created by God the Father. Because of this, the light exists within each person, although it may be very weak when souls are drawn to the darkness. Nevertheless, my light is still present, for without it there would be complete darkness where they could not function. It is when souls reach a terrible state of darkness that they very often resort to suicide. This is when, because of the weakness of soul and spirit, that Satan steals their souls by convincing them to end their lives. Many of my followers do not understand the state that such darkness can have on a soul, so they must pray hard for these children who are in this state of despair. God, my eternal Father, is ever merciful and will always help these souls, many of whom are suffering to such an extent that their minds cannot function in the full state of reason. A mortal sin can only be committed when a person in their full mental capacity has clear intentions, when he or she knows that what they are doing is wrong. So please do not assume that such souls are completely lost, for many do not know what they are doing. Be aware that euthanasia is frowned upon by my Father and is not tolerated, for no man can knowingly take the life of another. No reason can be put forward to justify this in the name of my Father. Tolerance may be presented along with the argument for humane treatment to justify this deed, but no man except the Father Almighty can decide on the date of death, for it is not man's right. He will never be given the authority to commit this mortal sin. Every excuse is offered by man when taking the life of another, yet none of them will be accepted as being right in any circumstances. This applies to execution, the sin of abortion, and euthanasia. Sit up now, all of you, and remember you will be judged harshly should you break the most sacred of all my Father's commandments, "Thou shalt not kill." Remember, there is only one God and only He can decide when life is to be taken. Break this commandment in the full knowledge as to what you are doing, and you will suffer the torment of hell for eternity. Please, I implore you, do not cave into the pressures of Satan, who constantly encourages the taking of life so that he can steal souls who otherwise would be destined for my Father's glorious kingdom. Your divine Savior, Teacher and Redeemer, Jesus Christ.